Weiter in Chess from the Chaf Alf, picking a bond, Chaf from a base by the bottom of the page, by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Mazda for all those who finish the second parak, and let's begin the third parak. Arba Nedarim, Mitir Chachamim. There are four different Nedarim that the Chachamim were Matir, and the Ran says, Shemutarn Mea Land, just automatically, below Hitir Chacham, you don't need a Chacham to come Matir them. Nidr is Zeruzin. Vin Nidre Havoy, Vin Nidre Shkagos, Vin Nidre Onsen. Nidre Zeruzin means when you're trying to be Mazir or something, it's a motivational neder. We're just trying to say you don't really want it, but you're saying it to get things moving. Nidre Havoy is if it's a guzma, it's exaggeration. Nidre Shkagos is they did it by accident. Nidre Onsen is when you're forced to do something. These type of nedarim that are made do not need any sort of atara. Now, what's an example of this Nidre Zeruzin? Nidre Zeruzin Ketzad. Hoya Mocher Chifetz. So guys, you know, you go to the shuk, and there's always like bargaining going back and forth. So this guy's selling an item. Va'amar Konim She'eni Pochis Lucham Min HaSela. He says, I'm not selling this for any less than a seller. It's just four dinar. Va'hol Amar Konim She'eni Mosef Lucham HaShekel. Well, I'm not giving any more to two dinar. The shekel's two dinar. So each one's saying, you know, trying to work it out. Beep, turn the page. Chafal from an Aleph. Shneim wrote some Shulsha dinar, and both of them are saying, okay, we'll go to a three dinar. So it's just trying to get the other one to move. Now, who's the author of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim, right? And then we say, Amar Lei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamma Lei Rabbi Ami. Amar Tlan Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. You told the same Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya that Mantana Arba Nedarim. Who's the one who said this? Rabbi Yehuda Hi. It's Rabbi Yehuda Damar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. He said the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Le'olam Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. This is a Gemara which is found in Nazir, and it's documented when you have a group of people that are on the road, they see another person coming towards them. And what happens is that two of the people have machlokas about whether or not they know who the person was. One goes and says that that guy coming, he's Reuven, he's positive. So what does he say? He says that I'll be a Nazir if the person is... If it is Reuven, if that's Reuven, I'll be a Nazir. The other one says he's so sure it's not Reuven. He said, if it's not a Reuven, I'm going to be a Nazir. And Rabbi Tarfon says over there that neither of them is going to be a Nazir, even though certainly one of them is going to be right. Why? And we see that Rabbi Yehuda explains the pshat is Leolam because the fishalod nitin Nazirus el afla. Nazirus is only given over if it is clear, like the pasuk says ki yafli linder neder l'Hashem. It's got to be something which is clear and nothing to talk about. Inherent in this discussion over there is that it's not clear. They don't know who the guy is. They're just trying to see who it is. Now, really, that come over there, there's a machlokas, and the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, disagrees. So we said it must be our Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda. But we see maybe not. Here says Rava. Rava Amar Afilutim Rabbanon. You could even say it is the Rabbanon, the Tanakhama of that Mishnah, who argue in Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, and they say that when you have a nether made out Tanai, that actually does work. Because you look at the Mishnah, at the top of the page here, it says Mikatani Shneim Ratsu. Does it say both agreed to three dinar? It says Shneim Rotsim Katani, and that is both of them are agreeable to it. That's what the Mishnah says. The Ran says on the Lashon of the actual Mishnah, when it says Shneim Rotsin B'Shlosha Dinarim, what that means is that neither one of them actually means what they were saying. One says only four, one says only two, I won't go to three. Each one's really willing to go to three. So they only wanted to get the other person to change what they're saying. So therefore, their nedarim, when they were speaking, they really doesn't work because the mouth, the peh, and the lev aren't working in sync. He didn't mean the nether when he said the nether. So what Rava is saying is the following. He's saying that if the Mishnah really was what the Kribhudunasi wants to say it was, then the Mishnah should have said that Shneim Ratsu, that's the past tense. And then what? And then we'd find it's clear that they agreed in the end to a price of three dinar, but they didn't intend at the time that they said it to get that price. But the Mishnah, what does it say? It says both are agreeable, rotsin, meaning right now to three dinar. Now, the Mishnah's point is that both really were all along agreeable to this, which is completely irrelevant to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, the way he speaks up. So rather what? The Mishnah must mean that the Nedarim, this reason, are null for a different reason, because the Chachamim said that the one who's making this nether didn't really mean what they said. So rather, each one was just trying to get the other guy to go ahead and to come down his price, to go up in his price. But the seller didn't really mean that he wouldn't take less than four, and the buyer didn't really mean he wouldn't give more than two. Each one had in mind to accept a price of three dinar. So therefore, they're going to be null and void because they didn't mean what they said. Frankly, more question now. Amali Ravina Ravashi, Amar lo tfei misela. Let's say the seller goes and he says to the buyer, when he makes his shtickel neder, he says, more than a sela. The hala Amar, butzim a shekel. The other one says, when he's saying it, less than a shekel. Nidra Havay? Is this considered Nether? Or Zeruzin Havay? Is this just Zeruzin? Like, just trying to motivate them to, you know, to move. So it's no longer like the case we said before. One says, I'm not giving more than two. The other says, I'm not giving less than three. Right? I'm not budging less than three. I'm not budging more than two. So they're in between stages, like a one-off. It's right there. But over here, they're separating themselves even more. When it says, this lashon of tfei misela, which is more than the sela, and butzi mishekel, less than the shekel, there's too much of a distance over there. So that's the question. Is that considered just, is that considered actually a nether? Is this reason? Amalei says, Tanina, this is winning. We have a mission, which is coming up way sooner than we think. And samach gimel babies. Let's say someone comes and he's trying to push his friend to go and eat. He wants him to eat with him. Come, eat with me. Be my guest. And he says, a lashon of konim, like he's not doing it, like he's trying to get out of it. Konim, your house, with respect to my entering it. Tipas tsonin toim. Or he says that konim, that a drop of your cold water from tasting it. Mutil comes beso. He's allowed to go in. Delicious man, this one, and he could drink cold. Why? Because with the guy making the nether, what's he trying to say? Only for eating and drinking, meaning to have a suda by him. That's what he was really meant to be saying. But going to the house and drinking a little bit, not a problem. Va'amai. Now, why is he allowed to go and have? He said, I'm not having a drop of water. It's just the way that people talk. People say things like that. I'm not even having a drop of your water. So we can see here also that the person is just talking, and even when he doesn't mean to answer what he says in his nether, but he's only trying to go ahead and push the guy to move a little bit, in which case we say it's a reason here, and therefore it's not considered a nether. So that's one. That's the raya. So Amalei, if Venus is back to him to knock this off, beep, turn the page. Chaval from Bates, me dummy, can you compare these two cases? Gabbate son, in the case where the guy says, I'm not even going to a drop of your cold water. So we could say he doesn't mean it literally. Why? Because tzaddikim omer ma'at vosim harbi, because it's a normal way. Tzaddikim say a lot, a little, and they do a lot. Just like Avram Avinu says, I'm going to give you bread, I'm going to give you water. Last week's parasha, and he gave him a ton of stuff. So hacha sveikahu, but over here with the case where he says, more than a sela, less than a shekel, and this whole idea of the tzaddikim shtekel, now it's a case of a suffix. Doma pachas misela v'yosel shekel kamar. And therefore, if a zeruzin have it, they're really willing to pay more or sell it for less. And this is the reason. Odilma dafka kamar v'nidin have it. Maybe really taka is dafka, and therefore it's going to be a nether. So we're kind of stuck over there. It's just gamar tibai, which is a lashon of teku. Like in the chinami, we don't know the answer. We leave it hanging. Okay, we had said in the Mishnah that the Chachamim matir, they permitted. Now, the question is, Amar Yehuda, Amar Vasi, Arbon Nedarim halol etzrichim she'elu l'chacham. He says, these type of Nedarim need a she'ela in order to get out of them. The opening words in our parak are, Arbon Nedarim hitiru Chachamim. And now he's coming explaining that what that means is, what does that mean, hitiru? It means that Amar Yehuda, Arbon Nedarim halol etzrichim she'elu l'chacham. Hitiru means that they're allowed to go and be matir them. But at least, okay, which means on a deraisa level that it's good to go right away. But on a derabanan level, they got to go ahead and they actually have to be matter it. And that's what we're saying over here, that Amar Yehuda Amar Vatsi, Abra Nevar Malu, Tzvichim She'el L'Chacham, they need a She'ela for the Chacham. Ki Amrisa Kamei the Shmuel Amar, when he said this, Rav Asi said in front of Shmuel, he said, Tana Tani Abra Nidor Mitiru Chachamim, V'atam Tzvichim She'el L'Chacham. It said that the Chacham are matir, and now you're saying that you have to go and be matir them? What's going on? What are you talking about? It should be automatic. You don't have to do anything. Rav Yosef Masi lo hashmaisa b'hai lishna. He taught that we just said the following. Amar Vila Amar Vasi, Ein Chacham Rashai lahatir ella ke'ein arba nidor melalu. A Chacham is not allowed to be matir except if it were to be ke'ein, something which is similar to these four different types of the Dharm. These four that the Mishnah says are automatic, but the other ones have to be similar to this in order to be matir them in the first place. Kasavar, so what does that mean? That Kasavar Ein Poschin b'charata. It turns out that you can't be poseach it because of charat, the regret. Like we spoke about, that there's two different ways that we understand of how to get rid of a neder, and one is a pesach, and one is charata. So it's saying over here, clearly the charata doesn't work. You need to have a pesach. You need to find an opening in order to get out of it. Now we're going to see a story that's going to bring it that Rav Huna does not agree with this concept, and it says that we do make an opening when a person uses through the idea of charata. Ahuda also lekamei Rav Huna. There was someone who came from Rav Huna, and he wanted to get rid of his neder. Amalei, libach alach. Was your mind with you when you made this nether? Meaning, at the time you made it, you were fine, and only now you're upset about it? Or even at the time that you said it, you're in a state which wasn't the yish of a das, and therefore you're upset, and in such a case, I can get rid of it. Amalei lo. So he says, my mind wasn't. Vishaya, and he let him go based off it. Okay, so you see, charata does work according to Rav Huna. Ahuda asal kamei de Rabba bar Rav Huna. Someone came in front of Rabba bar Rav Huna. They also get rid of the neder. Amalei, so he says to him, Ilu hayu asar b'nei adam shiyafaisucha v'osashav. There would have been 10 people who would have calmed you down at the time when you're making the neder. Minadat, would you have made the neder? Amalei, no, I wouldn't have. V'tiru, and therefore, and because of that, he martyred him. So we see there's a machlokas amoraim as for whether a charata works or doesn't. And Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Omrim lola adam leiv ze alecha. We say to a person who wants to get out of his nether, was the mind with you when you made it? Im amar lav matirin osev. Now we let him go. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Omrim mishamaviv. Omrim lola adam, we say to a person, Yelio asar bin adam shifaisucha. Boso shami, the datu have done it. Im amar lav matirin osev. If not, then we are matir him. We're now going to see a whole series of stories, and it starts with here. I know it's in a bracket in parentheses, but Simon Asiv Elazar Yochanan Veyana. Here we go. Number one, Ahuda Selakim Darvasi. There's someone who came in front of Ravasi. He wanted to get rid of his neder. Amalei Kadu Tahis. He said, "Did you already regret?" Ran explains that this means that Klomer Atom is Scharet Charatam Dimeikara Miloshen Toel Rishonos. Do you regret from being saying this neder? Amalei, he said back to him, lo. Lo, b'lashon t'miya, like lo? Like, have I not? And that's like the Ran says, b'tmiya. Like, of course I have. V'shaye. And therefore, he was matir from doing such a thing. Important to understand that this is a different Rav Asi than we saw before, because Rav Asi before said that we don't do such a thing. If you take a Ran, it says, v'chitema v'ha. Ravasi who daamar lael ein poschin ikalamemar ravasi luchud ravasi luchud. It's a different ravasi. Story number two. Ahu daasi lekemi darbi elazar. Someone came in front of Rabbi Elazar to get out of his nether. Amalei bais nedor. Rabbi Elazar said to him, "You still want your nether? You want it to still be going on now? Meaning, is it only now you regret it, or you even regret the fact that you made it originally?" Amalei says, "Yilu lo margizin li lo ba'inun klum." He said, "If they hadn't made me all angry, I wouldn't have made a nether in the first place. Never really wanted to do this, and ain't too happy about that." Amalei tehei kibayis. It should be like you want. In other words, you're good. It says, "Ran klomar shehei neder mutter kirtzoncha." The neder is mutter. You're good. Number three. Ahid itza da'darta levrata. There was a woman who made a neder against her own daughter, saying she can't get any hana from her. Asar lekamei to Rabbi Yochanan, came in front of Rabbi Yochanan to get rid of it. Amar lei, he says to her, "Ilu havi yodat da amrun migirasach ala divratach." If you would know at the time that you said this, that people would say about your daughter, beep, turn the page, chav beis, "Ilu lo chamas ba ima milin da ziva, b'chadi lo adarta." We know why the mother made a nether against her, because had her mother not seen in her bed something that would cause her to be left and forsaken, she never would have made this nether. In other words, now they're accusing that her daughter was involved with some pretty inappropriate activities. Then, Mia Dakta, would you have made this nether? Because now you know people are going to start talking. Armalei, lo, I never would have said it then. Vishaya, and therefore, and because of that, he martyred her. And story number four here of these four that we're seeing, Bar Brate de Rabbi Yane Saba, also the Kamei de Rabbi Yane Saba, the son of the daughter of Rabbi Yane the elder, came before his grandfather, Rabbi Yane the elder, and he wanted to get rid of the neder. So Amalei Rabbi Yane says to him, "Ilu havi yodat the paschin pinkasach umisham shemin beovadach minadart." If you would know that at the time that you make a neder, that they open up a notebook up in Shemayim and they start checking into your actions. Right? The Ran explains that someone makes a neder, that means you must be a certain chashuv person. You're very good and you're not going to make a mistake in this neder. So then Shemayim says, "Oh yeah? You think he's so great? Let's take a look and see if this person is so great. Would you have made a neder in such a case?" Amalei lo, he says, "Definitely not." Fishayas, therefore, he matered him from that neder. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.